And Arduino itself is made of a lot of different open source components that maybe individually are hard to use for like a 12-year-old kid. But so Arduino wraps everything together into a mashup of open source technologies where we try to give them the best user experience to get something done quickly. So you have situations like this where some people in Chile decided to make their own boards instead of buying them to organize a workshop and to save money. Or there are companies that make their own variations of Arduino that fit in a certain market, and there's probably maybe like 150 of them or something at the moment. This one is made by a company called Adafruit, which is run by this woman called Limor Fried, also known as Lady Ada, who is one of the heroes of the open source hardware movement and the maker movement. So this idea that you have a new sort of turbocharged DIY community that believes in open source, in collaboration, collaborates online, collaborates in different spaces. There is this magazine called Make that sort of gathered all these people and sort of put them together as a community. And you see like very technical project explained in a very simple language, beautifully typeset. Or you have websites like this one, like Instructables, where people actually teach each other about anything. So this one is about Arduino projects, the page you see on the screen. But effectively here you can learn how to make a cake and everything else. So let's look at some projects.